This is the first holiday season since the Macy's department store in Philadelphia shut down, leaving much of the historic Wanamaker building empty. But Christmas has nevertheless returned with a vendor market, traditional light shows, and the Dickens Village. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports there will also be a cabaret series this week.
Right now, we're in a very specific period of the holiday season, says Rose Jarbo, founder of the Bearded Ladies Cabaret.
You know, there's a kind of bridge in the holidays between the giving of thanks and the Mass of Christ. And we're on that bridge being like, it's okay, we'll get you from that one problematic dinner to that second problematic dinner that's the same problematic people, just with different decor.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Jarbo has fashioned her own version of the Island of Misfit Toys in Wanamaker's Greek Hall for a queer-centered cabaret series called It's Giving. It launches with a sing-along of familiar songs with altered lyrics, like This Little Light of Mine, rewritten for seasonal depression disorder, Silver Bells, but sung Silver Bears, and huffing helium balloons live on stage to pull off the Chipmunk song.
Don't worry, I'm non-union. It's okay. Here we go.
Christmas, Christmas.
This is the return of the Bearded Ladies to the Wanamaker. The first time in September was cut short after the city's Department of Licenses and Inspections discovered the Wanamaker had lapsed out of compliance with building codes. This second appearance will close out a performance intervention organized by Opera Philadelphia called Pipe Up. It uses the space for cultural events while its new owner works out redevelopment plans. Opera Philadelphia director Anthony Roth Costanzo considered the series a success, with all the events selling out.
I'm just really proud that we were able to pull that off and take advantage of this opportunity to really prove to the city and the developer that this space is Philadelphia's living room.
While there are no plans to revive the Pipe Up performance series, Costanzo says he would be open to it. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.